This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the five-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Maines has more from Moscow on who has been released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian has slightly weakened. The storm is expected to move over Nova Scotia and Newfoundland with hurricane-force winds Saturday. The storm devastated the Bahamas, where thousands of people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives. In an AP interview, evacuee from the Abacos, Pastor Octurville Baptiste says people have lost a lot.
We just know the islands of Abaco need plenty help, because all the businesses, water, gas, anything you name it, we don't have that in Abaco right now.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, but is expected to rise significantly. This is VOA News. The head of Iran's atomic